Listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond with a group of WNRN members. We are so thrilled to be hanging out with Nation of Language. Thank y'all for being here.
Thanks for having us.
They're playing at the Broadberry in Richmond this evening. Deeper is opening up. Doors are at 7. The show's at 8 o'clock. This band has released 4 albums in 5 years. The latest is their debut on Sub Pop Records, Dance Called Memory. We've enjoyed spinning it on WNRN, and we're looking forward to hearing some selections from it today. What would y'all like to start off with?
We'll start with a song called Under the Water.
Nation of Language live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond, playing at the Broadberry in Richmond this evening. Deeper opening up, doors are at 7, the show is at 8 o'clock. The new album is Dance Called Memory. Before we go any further, would all of y'all mind introducing yourselves so everybody in Radioland knows who's speaking?
Sure, I'm Aiden. I play the synthesizer.
I'm Ian, and I just ran out of batteries in my wireless
pack. I'm Alex, and I play bass.
So I'd like to start off, Ian, I had seen a quote from you actually in an interview that you did a couple years back with Stereo Gum that said that you all take an analog approach to recording synthesizers. And I loved that idea and was wondering if you could unpack that a little bit more for us.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we don't like record to tape or anything, but I think it's much more fun for me, at least personally, when you're making synthesized sounds to have all the knobs and switches and everything at your fingertips in a world that is increasingly sort of like touchscreen. It's really satisfying to actually hear the sounds changing as you're
manipulating
things. And so, yeah, I think just kind of keeping that physicality in mind when we're recording is, you know, we love to, like, the great thing about these instruments is you can just flip a switch and all of a sudden something crazy is happening and you're not sure exactly what it's going to be. And so it keeps the recording experience and the live experience just that much more fun and unpredictable.
You all have mentioned bands like New Order and Kraftwerk as kind of being touchstones of your influences. And obviously what you all are doing is different than what those bands did. How did you take that sonic foundation and adapt it to forge your own ethos or approach when you all were coming to make your music?
I think we borrow from the textures, especially of like Kraftwerk. I think they in particular are a band where all of their choices for percussion and for synth sounds just kind of make my brain buzz in the right kind of way. But, you know, because we have all of the decades since then sort of informing how we experience music and how we write music, I think it does sort of filter out into something else, us coming up in like the era of sort of like 2000s and 2010s indie rock and listening to a lot of, you know, 90s punk bands, things like that. It ends up sort of forming its own world that I think, you know, I think we certainly don't really sound like Kraftwerk. Try as I might.
Nation of Language live on WNRN. They're playing at the Broadberry in Richmond tonight. Deeper is opening up. The doors are at 7. The show's at 8 o'clock. We'd love it if you play another one for us.
Absolutely.
Evening turned into room.
Nation of Language live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond, playing at the Broadberry in Richmond this evening. I'm Not Ready for the Change is off the new record, Dance Called Memory. So you all had some fun with instrumentation forging this new record. You played some different instruments than you usually do. Can you walk us through a little bit of those, maybe an example of an instrument that one of you picked up that you hadn't used prior and maybe sort of the possibilities that opened up for you?
Just like playing guitar, you know, most Nation of Language songs do not start with a guitar. It's usually like the last thing, if it's there at all. Yeah, I was just kind of sitting around playing guitar a lot as a way to kind of ease melancholy. And through that, songs just kind of started to fall out in little bits. And I think it makes me think of this. It's like an interview with Bruce Springsteen where he's talking about how different the outcome ends up being whether he starts a song on piano or guitar. And so I think that I feel that in the new music myself, at least.
There's also a song where I get to play harmonica.
That's true.
Ooh.
You're going to have to come to the show tonight if you want to hear that.
No harmonica here, but tonight.
It is here, but just to tease you.
You can
just
look at it.
Just
you
to pull
hear
you
it.
In.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I play shaker for the first time.
Yeah.
Which was deceptively difficult, I will say.
You made a mention of you were writing these songs to sort of ease melancholy, which brings me to a quote that you had first put out when y'all put out your debut record in 2020. Ian, and you said that you hoped that the band's music would create a space in which to ache. And I'm curious if you still feel that way. And yeah, how you view the function of your songs on this new record.
I mean, I think that does still hold true. I feel like the function of the songs on the record now, you know, when it was being written, I was really just thinking about myself and my own personal malaise. But I think, you know, once it's done and out in the world, then it does, you know, you want people to be able to feel like they are not alone in their malaise. You know, like going through a depressive period, music can be such a way to understand that, like, you're not the only person that's felt this way before, even though you can tell yourself that so often. And so, yeah, just like giving someone a way to feel less alone, if I can, is a very rewarding experience. And it's one of my favorite things about playing shows is that we get to like gather people together and
the music becomes a conduit for community in a very special way.
We're speaking with Nation of Language live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. They're playing at the Broadberry this evening. The new album is Dance Called Memory. The album takes its title from a book of poetry by Ann Carson. And I'm curious, what about the particular poem where you took the title from called to you and you felt it was fitting for the record?
When we were looking for a title for the record, we were poring through all of the lyrics of all of the songs. But each lyric we were thinking and proposing seemed too specific to the song itself and not of the overall album. So then we started going through our books of poetry and seeing if anything popped out in a bigger sense. And that line I had already underlined when I had read the book the first time. And I just saw it when I was flipping through on a dog-eared page and I showed it to Ian and I was like, this could be it. And at first he was like, maybe, but then he just kept going back to it and back to it. And I think it spoke to him the same way it spoke to me.
Yeah, I think just to me, it sort of evokes the physical nature with how we can engage with our memory and our past, whether you're trying to kind of pull it closer to you or push it away or duck around it. Yeah, when she showed it to me, I kept going back to it and nothing else really compared. And so, I was really happy. It's from a book called The Beauty of the Husband, which I also liked as the husband.
Nation of Language live on WNRN. You can see them at the Broadberry in Richmond this evening with Deeper opening up. Doors are at 7, the show's at 8 o'clock. The new album is Dance Called Memory. What would you like to take us out on?
We'll play Inept Apollo.
Follow sunset and won't
Nation of Language, live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. The new record is Dance Called Memory. You can see them this evening at the Broadberry. Doors are at 7. The show's at 8 o'clock. Deeper's opening up. Thanks so much to my WNRN colleagues who are here, Maddie, Michael, and Liz. Thanks to the crew and staff at In Your Ear Studios. Thanks to our WNRN members and underwriters whose support makes sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses. Thank you so much. Thank y'all for being here. All right.
Thank you all for supporting radio. Without it, we would be nothing. So we really appreciate it.